Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Cohn reaches third base with a triple. Kozar goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cohn scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Swift and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Berry scores. Mullen scores. Wertz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is one for one in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Kozar reaches second base with a double. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cohn throws the ball into Kozar, who tags Swift, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Candini covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lake moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan strikes out. One out. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Milo Candini. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Forrest Thompson now pitching. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo bunts between the mound and first base. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-3 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater strikes out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. McBride hits a line drive towards first. Campbell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.